Ben was standing by the window, and in the pale new light he looked as if he'd slept the deep sleep of angels. No one would guess how he had panicked when he awoke to find Jillian gone from his bed. He'd been ready to run down the street, to call the police and demand a search party. In those moments when he'd climbed from his bed, he'd guessed he had somehow managed to lose her, as he'd lost everything else in his life. But here she was, wrapped up in the sheet from his bed. If he was honest with himself, he'd have to admit that he had a real fear of people disappearing on him, which is why he turned to magic in the first place. In Ben Fry's act, what vanished always reappeared, whether it was a ring or a quarter or Buddy himself. In spite of all this, Ben had gone and fallen in love with the most unpredictable woman he'd ever met, and he couldn't fight it. He didn't even want to try. He wished he could tie her up in his room with ropes made of silk. He wished he never had to let her go. He crouched down beside Jillian with the full knowledge that he was the one tied in knots. He wanted to ask her to marry him, to never leave him. Instead, he reached beneath the couch pillow, then waved his arm around and pulled a carrot out of thin air. For the first time ever, Buddy ignored food. He edged closer to Jillian. "I see I have a rival," Ben said. "I may have to cook him." Jillian scooped the rabbit into her arms. All the while Ben had been sleeping, she'd been dissecting her past. Now she was through with it. She wasn't going to let that little girl sitting on the dusty back steps of the aunt's kitchen control her. She wasn't going to let that idiot who'd gotten herself entangled with Jimmy rule her life. "Buddy is probably the most intelligent bunny in the entire country. He's so smart that he'll probably ask me over for dinner tomorrow night." It was clear to Ben that he owed the rabbit a debt of gratitude. If not for Buddy, perhaps Jillian would have left without saying goodbye. Instead, she stayed and wept and reconsidered. And so, in honor of Buddy, Ben fixed carrot soup the next evening, a salad of leaf lettuce, and a pot of Welsh rabbit, which Jillian was extremely relieved to hear was nothing more than melted cheese served with bread. A plate of salad and a small bowl of soup had been placed on the floor for Buddy. The rabbit was petted and thanked, but after dinner he was taken to his carrying crate for the night. They didn't want him scratching at the bedroom door. They didn't want to be disturbed. Not by Buddy or anyone else.